Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, 1. Week 8, Christ as the Feast of Tabernacles, and as the Spirit flowing out of the believers as rivers of living water. Wednesday, Related Verses, Genesis 12, 7, and 8. And Jehovah appeared to Abram and said, "To your seed I will give this land." And there he built an altar to Jehovah who had appeared to him. And he proceeded from there to the mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to Jehovah and called upon the name of Jehovah. Genesis 13, 3 through 4 and 18. And he continued on his journey from the Negev as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made there formerly. And there Abram called on the name of Jehovah. And Abram moved his tent and came and dwelt by the oaks of Mamre, which are in Hebron. And there he built an altar to Jehovah. Hebrews 11:9. By faith he dwelt as a foreigner in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, making his home in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the fellow heirs of the same promise. Galatians 3:7. Know then that they who are of faith, these are sons of Abraham. Related reading. An altar means that we do not keep anything for ourselves. An altar means that we realize that we are here on earth for God. An altar means that our life is for God, that God is our life, and that the meaning of our life is God. So we put everything on the altar. We are not here making a name for ourselves. We are putting everything on the altar for the sake of His name. After Abraham built an altar to the Lord at Morah, he traveled through the land, came to a place that was between Bethel and Ai. Here, Abraham built another altar. Bethel means house of God, and Ai means a heap of ruins. Bethel and Ai stand in contrast one to another. This contrast means that in the eyes of the called ones, only God's house is worthwhile. Everything else is just a heap of ruins. The principle is the same with us today. On the one hand, we have Bethel, God's house, church life. Opposite to this is a heap of ruins. Everything that is contrary to the church life is a heap of ruins. With Abraham, the primary matter was to consecrate everything to God, to worship and serve God, and to have fellowship with God. Only then did Abraham pitch a tent for his living. Abraham's dwelling in a tent indicated that he did not belong to the world, but was a testimony to the people. Later, Abraham removed his tent to Hebron, which means fellowship. By Abraham's pitching a tent, God had a place on earth where he could communicate and fellowship with man. His tent brought God from heaven to earth. Do not think that this matter of a tent is a small thing. Later, when Abraham's descendants were called out of Egypt and entered into the wilderness, God commanded them to build a tent, and in front of the tent, he commanded them to build an altar. There, in Exodus, we see an altar with a tent, a tabernacle. That tabernacle was God's house on earth. Abraham's tent was a prefigure of the tabernacle built by Abraham's descendants in the wilderness as a dwelling place for God and for the priests. He Here in Genesis, we see a priest named Abraham who lived with God in his tent. At the side of this tent, there was an altar. Whenever we answer God's calling and God reappears to us and we build an altar for God, telling him that everything we are and have is for him, we shall immediately erect a tent. Spontaneously, people will see that this is an expression, a declaration that we do not belong to this world. By pitching a tent, we declare that we belong to another country. We do not like this country, this earth, this world. We expect to come into another country. We are sojourning by faith as in a strange country. Hebrews 11:10 says that Abraham waited for the city which has the foundations, whose architect and builder is God. This city which has foundations is undoubtedly the New Jerusalem, which has solid foundations laid and built by God. While Abraham was living in a tent without any foundations, he was looking and waiting for a city with foundations. But I do not believe that Abraham knew that he was waiting for the New Jerusalem. Even many Christians do not know that what they are waiting for is the New Jerusalem. But we have to be clear that we are living in a tent of the church life. But we have to be clear that we are living in the tent of the church life today, waiting for its ultimate consummation, which will be the New Jerusalem, the city of God with foundations. Abraham's tent was a miniature of the New Jerusalem, which will be the ultimate tabernacle of God in the universe.